Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What did you want with your sandwich, Casey? That's my question for you.
I just want a turkey sandwich.
Straight ahead. That's so simple. I love it. Well, listen, I appreciate you joining me. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I am stoked because August the 31st at Meadow Event Park in Doswell, my wife and I are headed out to see KC and the Sunshine Band. We've been looking forward to it. I have got my Mayor of Funky Town shirt ready to roll. And even better than that, KC from KC and the Sunshine Band is joining us. KC, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
The pleasure is mine. Listen, I have, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing to say, but I have literally grown up listening to your music. I mean, I can remember as a little kid enjoying it, and man, you've just been cranking it out all the time.
I've put out a few records, yes.
Yeah. You have indeed, and I just want everybody to understand the background. And I'm almost distracted because I'm one of the people who knows that your given first name is Harry, and I know you use KC and you have for years. But my dad's name was Harry. My son's name is Harry. It's one of those names I just love. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you are simply going to be on the list of Harrys I chat with today. I hope that's all right. But you,
sure.
You have definitely got a better sense for the beat than anybody else. So give us all a sense, man. You're growing up in South Florida. There's lots of sunshine. You're happy, and you just what? Get up one morning and say, I got to make music.
Not quite like that. I. You know, all my life, all I could ever think about is wanting to be an entertainer. I wasn't sure how that was going to happen, you know, growing up in Miami.
Yep.
I started working in a record store, and from the record store, I ended up working, found out that the wholesale distributor that we bought the records from had a recording studio in the back and was making records that were, you know, getting national attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up hanging out over there and then eventually kind of working there for a while, and then I started doing some background sessions, playing, co-writing and stuff, and then I was managing Timmy Thomas, who had a big hit, Why Can't We Live Together?
Oh, yeah.
And I booked him on a show in Washington, D.C. to see Rare Earth, on a concert with Rare Earth, and when I got there, everybody in the audience was blowing whistles, and I had been to a wedding a month before of Betty Wright, who had a big hit called Clean Up Woman.
Okay.
In 1972, and she had hired a Junk Canoe Band, and I thought, wow, these people, the Junk Canoe Band music was so infectious, and then when I got to this show with my artist, they were blowing whistles and everything, and I thought, I need to write this song, so I wrote this song called Blow Your Whistle,
right?
And I called in the Junk Canoe Band, and I recorded this song, and then I named it Casey and the Sunshine Junk Canoe Band. It was really no band, I just got hold of the local musicians that were in the studio.
Right.
And I put this song together called Blow Your Whistle, and it made enough noise, and it ended up on the Billboard chart, R&B chart, to like number 17, 18, somewhere like that, or number 15.
Wow.
And it was making noise, you know, in certain places in America and overseas. And so then they wanted another song, and I did that one. That one made, you know, a little bit more noise than Blow Your Whistle.
Yep.
And then I was working on the album for that project, and I ended up writing a song called Rock Your Baby for George McRae using the organ that Timmy Thomas used on Why Can't We Live Together.
Wow.
And that became number one in 51 countries. And
wow.
Then they wanted to see me, England wanted to see, hear the album that I was working on, and there was a song on there called The Queen of Clubs, and the owner of the record company in England said, that's a huge hit over here. And he put it out, and it became a huge number, like top three record in Europe.
Wow.
And then they wanted the next record, and then that's when I wrote Get Down Tonight, and that's the way, and the rest is history.
Oh, I love it. KC from KC and the Sunshine Band is joining us. I want to remind everybody, KC and the Sunshine Band going to be in town August the 31st. That's coming up this weekend in Doswell, Meadow Event Park. If you don't have your tickets yet, afterhoursconcertseries.com is where you go to get those tickets. So, Casey, when somebody is forced to describe your music, there's some of us who say, oh, well, Casey is that's a great disco artist. Others are going to say, no, it's a pop artist. Some are saying boogie. Some are saying R&B. You don't really fit in one of those categories. You fit nicely in all of those categories.
Correct. Well, you know, originally it was R&B pop, I guess you could call it, or more R&B, you know, than, but I guess it had pop flair to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my original likings musically were R&B music, and that's what I was making and whatever. And it wasn't until Saturday Night Fever that they changed it all, like, started calling it disco,
mm-hmm.
and then they got tired of that, and then they started calling it new wave.
Right.
And disco's dead and everything, but, you know, now it's dance music, which probably what it should have been all along, because that's what I was making, was music to dance to.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, so.
Well, let me ask you about having been in this world now for an awfully long time, right? I mean, you're a superstar. There's a little break, I know. It's like the 80s, you go, all right, that's it, I've had enough, I'm gonna do something else.
Right.
But then everybody reached out and said, listen, your music always makes us feel good. Come on, man, get back on the road.
I mean, again, you know, when I started doing the Casey and the Sunshine Band stuff,
yeah.
You know, music had gotten very dark, and I thought,
yeah.
You know, what can I do to change this or whatever? So I started making this up-tempo music or whatever, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, out came the songs that I did. I mean, I just wanted to do an album that was like party, side A and side B, and, you know, no ballads, because a lot of times I would, you know, like a song that was like really danceable, and then you buy the album and half of it was slow. So
I know.
I wanted to change that.
So did you ever go through a stage? There's so many wonderful artists who say, all right, well, I've always been known for A, and now I'm going to explore B, and they explore B, and everybody's like, eh. Come on. We listen to Casey and the Sunshine Band because it makes us feel good. We want to be happy. Did you ever have that moment where you thought, no, I want to do a bunch of ballads about people who are ill and, you know, just really dark
stuff?
Well,
I mean, you know, that did happen with Please Don't Go. So,
yeah.
It did happen at a time, so...
And what was it that after you did that, did you say, well, you know what, I really do like making people happy more than I like exploring that avenue?
No, I mean, I'm an artist. I wanted to do, you know, a little bit of everything. I just...
Okay.
And then, you know, the whole thing behind, you know, Please Don't Go and all that was just to change up and do something a little bit different, you know?
Yeah.
And show that there was a little bit more to us than just shake your booty.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Casey, I have, as I said, I've enjoyed your stuff fundamentally through my lifetime, and I'm so excited that you are out on tour, that you're coming here locally. You're going to be at a great place. I don't know if you've played Meadow Event Park before.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, it is a great venue. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of Virginia. It's going to be filled. There are a handful of tickets that are left if people go to afterhoursconcertseries.com, but I mean really a handful of tickets left because everybody's just so anxious to see you, and in the midst of political discussions and other things, it's just, for me anyway, it's going to be one of those nights where you go and you have such fun and you bring back such great memories.
Right, exactly. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Do you still like being on the road, or are there moments where you think, you know, a turkey sandwich and a Coke sitting on the couch would be okay, too?
No, I mean, I enjoy that. You know, I just really do weekends most of the time, so I'm able to, you know, to kind of have a little bit of a normal life.
Yeah.
If you can call it that. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm good. I'm good with it all.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Sometimes it gets a little difficult, you know, with all the TSA and all this stuff. But.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band is with us. Now, I read, and you got to tell me if this is right, you've never lived more than 10 miles, basically, from where you grew up?
Exactly.
Wow. How cool is that?
I live 10 minutes from where I was born and 10 minutes from where I grew up.
Wow. That just has got to bring, I would hope,
I think it was all coincidental, but that's how it happened.
No, man, no, that's not coincidental at all. Come on, you know that was serendipitous. That was meant to be, and I love it.
Well, no, I mean, the part of, like, where I was born, because I didn't realize where I was born until a long time after I moved to where I live now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. Do you mind sharing a little bit of that story then with us?
Well, I mean, no, I was born in an army hospital that happens to be, I live on 67th Avenue, and the hospital was on 27th Avenue, and I'm off of this thing called the Palmetto Expressway, and I was born, like almost due west of where I live, right, due east of where I live right now, about 20 blocks away.
Oh, my
40
gosh.
Blocks away. And now... Crazy, that, right?
Yeah, that is, well, that is actually, I think, kind of cool. I think it's great to have such a wonderful home base. And, you know, my family's all South Florida people, too, so I get it. The out question here, and it's so unfair because I'm sure they're all like your children, but people must ask you, okay, Casey, tell us, which one was your favorite song? So let me be like everybody
That's
else.
That's a hard one, man. Usually I just say Get Down Tonight because it was my first big hit here, but... You know, I probably like something that was very obscure. I mean, I like a lot of different ones that I've done, you know, and a lot of them have different meanings to me, and, you know, I feel different about certain ones. But, again, it's like, who's your favorite child? That's not a good, easy to answer.
Well, just between us, I have told my sons my daughter is my favorite, but, you know, that's just...
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, it's always daddy's little girl, but then they're mama's little boy. So.
Yeah, there are details like that. I got to tell you, I'm excited that you're coming to town. I'm grateful that you could make some time for us to hop on here. I want to remind everybody that AfterHoursConcertSeries.com is where you go to get your tickets. Travel safely. We are looking forward to seeing you just a couple of days from now in Doswell, my friend.
Thank you. I'll be there. My sister's coming also because she lives near in Maryland, so... She's coming over for the show, too, so
it'll be great. Well, we hope that we are gracious hosts, and we hope you enjoy your time here. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, that is Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm telling you, August the 31st, isn't that just this Saturday? Yeah, better get your tickets. AfterHoursConcertSeries.com, handful of tickets left. It is going to be so much fun. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.